This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Mary, middle name is Kay, K-A-Y, last name Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. Date of birth 4-14 of 1959. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hunter with hypertension, a history of kidney stones with a partial right nephrectomy, and permanent atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was March 3, 2025. She did retire in January of this year and is enjoying retirement so far. She's worked for the probate court for more than 40 years, she states, and she's glad to be retired currently. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and her weight is 5 pounds more than it was last year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, occasional dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, Cartia is 240 milligram daily, Metoprolol 50 milligram daily. She takes a multivitamin and calcium with vitamin D. Physical exam, weight 186 pounds. Pulse is 86 and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 112 over 60. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Her heart is irregular with a controlled rate of 86. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 29th, 2026. Creatinine stable at 0.9. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.5. Albumin 4.2. Phosphorus 4.3. Hemoglobin is 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Hypertension well controlled. 2, history of partial right nephrectomy, stable with normal kidney function, and 3, permanent atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And the patient will have lab studies done every 6 to 12 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.